when Simin Shin Vav. We're up to Sif Yud Gimel, and we'll be doing Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet. Yud Gimel Lahachriz B'Shabbos Al Karka Nimkar. Shekol Mishesh Lo Schuso Lav Yovo V'Yagid Vim Lav Yovad Schuso Oser. To make an announcement, we're selling this land. If anyone has any claim to this land, he should speak up, or Beis Din will make him lose his schus for not speaking up now. That is Oser. The reason it's Oser is because it's similar to Din, since they're announcing that if you don't speak up, you're losing your schus. Whereas, what if you simply announce, we're selling this karka, does anyone have any objections to that? That would be mutter. Meaning it's only din when you make this a condition for someone speaking up, or he's forfeiting his right. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says that under all circumstances, you're better off not talking about the selling karkos because of uvda dechol. But in a place where they have such a minhag, then you can't stop them because it's somewhat of a tzorche rabim. But lechatchila, you don't do such things. Says the Ramah. Simply to announce a sale of wine is usur, because that in itself is like mekach u'memkar. Says the Magen Avraham, that's only when there's plenty of wine. But if there's a wine shortage, it's a dvar mitzvah for Kiddush. Under no circumstances do you mention the price. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Marshal, who says that before Baruch Hu on Friday night, you can. Now, as far as announcing that there's a house for sale, the Mishnah Berurah brings those who were matir, but he says he found the Tshuvas Agonim, which say that it's usur, even if the property being sold belongs to Hekdesh or Yesomin. Sif Yudalit. Misha Sholcholo Sheotziu Bito Mi Beiso B'Shabbos Lotziu Mechlal Yisrael. If someone was informed that they kidnapped his daughter, Chalila, in order to bring her up as a non-Jewess, mitzvah lasum l'derech po'amav l'ishtadol b'hatzolosa, there's a mitzvah for him to put his feet on the road and go run and save her. V'yotza afil chutz l'sholosh parsos, he can even go outside tchumim d'oraisa. V'lo boi, and if he refuses to, bezn gozrin olav, bezn can force him to go do this. So, first of all, the yisod that we're dealing with here is the whole sugi that the Beis Yosef brings of chateika de shi'iska chavercha, and the Mishnah Berurah already speaks out, where the halacha is that if it's a question of doing one iser for the sake of saving someone who is not a posheya, it's not the person's fault, and it's saving him from a far greater iser, so we paskin like Shitas Tosfos that it is mutter. In this case, we're talking about a daughter that's being kidnapped, so she is not a poshas. She's going to end up being brought up in a way that she's not going to be keeping Torah mitzvahs. So one chilul Shabbos would be considered an isura zuta, a small iser compared to that. So one is mechuyev to. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out in Sharetzin. He says this, that this halacha applies to anyone, not just the father. Why is it that it says bito? Because the end of the Mishnah Berurah, the end of the Shulchan Aruch, v'lo boi, bezn gozrin olav, so anyone can tie in a why me, except for the father. When it comes to the father, there the father cannot say, let someone else go and save her. Bezin can actually force him. Now, the same thing goes for any other Issa Daraisa. It's not limited to Tchumin. The Mishnah Berurah even brings down a Deya that when it comes to an Issa Darabanan, it could be if the person was a Pasheya, you could still go ahead and save him. The Magen Avraham raises the issue that this girl is Pashtus HaKotan. If we're talking about a ktana, why do we say chateika de shi'iska chavercha for someone who's not yet a chavercha is a ktana? L'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah comes out from b'shem the achronim that since what we're dealing with is her whole future, and what we're dealing with is what she's going to be like as a gdola, then you're allowed to save her, and you're supposed to be mechal Shabbos even if it involves an iser daraisa in order to save this bas Yisrael from being brought up not Jewish. Ayin lekamon simin shin chav ches sif yud. The Ramah sends us to later. The halacha there is, if someone is being forced to do an iser, you're not allowed to break Shabbos to prevent him from doing that iser. First pashtis, because when he does the iser, because of pikuach nefesh, the halacha is that it's mutter for him to do it. The only time that it's usur is if you think that the person is going to end up being mosir nefesh, even though it's not required, so then it becomes atzolos nefashis, to keep him from being mosir nefesh. The Mishnah Berurah then at the end brings the Knesset Agdola, who says that it's mutter to be mechal Shabbos and go outside the tchum, k'dei linkom nikmas ovniv me'rotzchim. Chalila, someone's father was murdered, to be nisnakim with the rotzchim, you're allowed to. The Magen Avraham asks on that, well, it's no better than any other mitzvah, and you're not allowed to break Shabbos in order to be mekayim a mitzvah. So Rav Moshe in the Igris asks, what mitzvah are we dealing with already? This mitzvah of nekama. And his maskan is that the only case we could be talking about is a goel adam, according to the Shita, is that there's a mitzvah for a goel adam to kill. But otherwise, we don't quite understand what exactly this mitzvah of nekama is all about.